You're listening to a podcast from Newstalk ZB. Follow this and our wide range of podcasts now on iHeartRadio.
It does sound like it's not just Kāinga Ora chasing people for money. Landlords are $1.3 million out of pocket because tenants haven't paid back their rent for residential tenancies that ended or were on the brink of ending in the first 2 months of this year. Auckland Property Investors Association Vice President is Peter Lewis, and he joins me now. G'day there, Peter. How's your Easter going?
Very good. I'm in Wanaka, and I've been enjoying shopping at the local supermarket here.
Stop it! What are you thinking?
Do you know what?
In all fairness, Peter, I can imagine popping in for the odd Sauvignon cardboard or something, but the thing is, if it's closed, you just get organised. But let's move on. What is the process that landlords go through when tenants owe them money?
Well, the first step is to obviously to talk to them and try and find out if there's a problem that can be resolved. But unfortunately, in many cases, they tend to go to ground. They don't talk, they don't answer their phone. So the next step is to file what's called a 14-day notice, which is a legal notice to the tenant, notify them that they are in arrears, and they have 14 days to rectify that. And again, some people do, obviously, but a number of others don't. And at that point, you then apply to the tenancy tribunal, identifying yourself, identifying the tenants, forwarding them a rent summary showing the rent owing and the rent paid. And then either you get a telephone mediation, which often doesn't work, or it can actually go to a tenancy tribunal hearing.
Okay.
Where an adjudicator then hears both sides, if both sides present evidence, and then makes a decision. And that decision normally is that the issue of what's called an order, which is a paper saying that, yep, the tenant owes this amount of money. Now, this order often says that the tenant must pay the landlord X dollars. However, must is purely fictitious, because in many, if not most cases, the tenant or the departed tenant then ignores that. And unfortunately, then it is up to the landlord to chase that money. All the order means is that the tenant cannot deny they owe the debt.
Right. This just sounds terrible. I don't ever want to be a landlord ever again, even if I won Lotto. Is this happening a lot? Is this $1.3 million out of the blue, holy smoke, huge, or is this quite normal?
I would say it's probably a little bit higher than normal, because obviously, as we all know, we're all going through a bit of tough times. But it's an ongoing process. I mean, I've been a landlord for 33 years now. I had a tenant once who we fought over the rent for 10 months. I got no rent for 10 months. We got tied up in various tenancy tribunal and district court hearings, and it dragged on for 10 months. And I got no money for that property for 10 months.
Hideous.
And basically, I've never got any recompense for that. Fortunately,
absolutely hideous. And you've just said to Peter, you've just said about that piece of paper being just a piece of paper, then it's up to the landlord to chase. If I was a landlord, what right have I got to just take the bond money?
You get the bond money, sure, but bear in mind that the bond by law is the maximum of 4 weeks' rent. If a tenant stops paying the rent, as I said, you have to issue a 14-day notice, which is 2 weeks. You then apply to the tenancy tribunal for hearing, and that can take another 2 or 3 weeks. So that is another 5 or 6 weeks of rent owing. And then, of course, there may well be other costs like damage to the property, or arrears on water rates. So often you find that you have a bond of, say, $2,000. But by the time you get the order made, the debt can be $4,000 or $5,000. Because the process is quite slow. We have asked in the past that instead of having a tenancy tribunal hearing, all you really need is some clerk sitting in an office in Denverburg somewhere looking at the papers saying, yep, this is the rent owing, yep, this is the summary of the rent paid. Obviously, there's deficient, stamp it, and that's it. Mm. But unfortunately, this has not happened. We've asked over the years for this to happen. It would expedite the whole thing. It would free up the tenancy tribunal process to consider other more acrimonious debates about tenancy.
Of course, a lot of landlords will be happy though, Peter, won't they? Because landlords, once again, are able to claim the tax deductions for interest on residential investment properties. This is good news for you and other landlords, right?
It is indeed. Bear in mind, of course, that this move was never made to raise money. it was made because the previous government disliked, and one would say hated, private sector landlords. They had the political philosophy that all rentals should either be kāinga ora or social housing, and the idea basically was to drive private landlords out of the industry. This is despite the fact that private landlords provide over 80% of residential rentals, and we can all now see how that's worked out. We have a shortage of properties. We have a ministerial investigation into kāinga ora, which last year ran a deficient of $1.05 billion, which has to be funded by the taxpayer. Right. So it was designed purely as a punishment, if you like, for private sector landlords because the previous government didn't like them.
Peter, thank you so much for it's very complicated and very expensive, I think, to be a landlord. I wonder if that's putting people off. If you're a landlord or contemplating being one with your weekend's lotto winnings, or if you do well at the GGs, let me know. 9292 on the text, or roman@newstalkzb.co.nz. Peter Lewis there, Auckland Property Investors Association Vice President.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.